Nolte, Rotten Tomatoes debunks Jimmy Kimmel's Melania disinformation. By John Nolte on February 7, 2026. Former comedian Jimmy Kimmel used the publicly owned airwaves to spread a dual hoax that the box office and audience score for Melania have been rigged by Republicans. Currently, the gap between critics and normal people's score for Melania at Rotten Tomatoes is a record-breaking 91%, 8% rotten and 99% fresh. Meaning, only 8% of the 50 reviews are positive, while normal people enjoyed the movie at an astonishing 99% rate. Well, leftists are furious over Melania, which, within the context of a documentary, is booming at the box office and has been embraced by audiences. Watch how Melania took control of the story. And won. The corporate media spent months trashing the movie as something that could only fail. In the days prior to its release, the dying media coordinated a phony narrative about how the movie was already a box office flop. Empty theaters. They screamed based on advance ticket sales. Empty theaters. Then Melania enjoyed the best opening weekend box office for a documentary in over a decade. Then Melania continued its impressive box office run through the following week. This left the fake media and Trump haters sputtering with impotent rage. Enter the Walt Disney Company's chief disinformation officer, Jimmy Kimmel. First, without any evidence, Jimmy Goebbels claimed the Melania box office was rigged. A lot of people, myself included, have been wondering how this movie managed to sell $7 million worth of tickets last weekend when almost every theater seemed to be empty leading up to the release. There are reports now suggesting that those beautiful box office numbers may have been boosted by bulk ticket purchases that were handed out to people for free. Sources say there were signs that blocks of tickets to Melania were purchased and then distributed to Republican activists and senior citizens' homes, which are really the same thing. There are no sources saying that, unless you count a single loser on Substack who was immediately shot down by Regal and AMC theaters, both of which went on the record to say they saw no unusual bulk purchases. Logic also informs us Kimmel is lying about a bulk ticket racket. Rigged bulk sales can easily put a book on a bestseller list. You only need to sell 5,000 to 10,000 books over 7 days to land on the New York Times bestseller list. Compare that to Melania, which sold roughly 700,000 tickets over just 3 days during its opening weekend. President Trump received 77.3 million votes in 2024. How hard is it to believe 700,000 would go see a movie about their first lady? Then there's the logistics involved in bulk ticket sales and distribution. Even if you broke it into something as low as a bulk of 100 tickets, that's roughly $1,000 in tickets. How do you distribute 100 tickets purchased online? Do you print up each one? Then you have to hand them out. Try that in a nursing home. Even if 100,000 of the roughly 700,000 tickets sold that first weekend were gained that way, you'd require 1,000 people handling 100 tickets each. What's more, Melania went on to do impressive business throughout the week. So we're supposed to believe this Herculean effort that requires thousands of people spending tens of thousands of dollars continued through the week? Finally, we already know that most of Melania's ticket sales came from same-day walk-up business. Jimmy Goebbels wasn't done with just that one hoax. He went on to lie about Melania's Rotten Tomatoes score. As of tonight, Melania has a score of 5% on Rotten Tomatoes from the critics. That is very low. The audience score for Melania is 99% positive, which is 1% higher than The Godfather. And I'm sure Donald J. Corleone had nothing to do with that at all. We need to get to the bottom of this. Send in Tulsi Gabbard and the FBI. But Versant, the Rotten Tomatoes parent company, debunked Kimmel Friday. There has been no bot manipulation on the audience reviews for the Melania documentary, Versant said in a statement to Variety. Reviews displayed on the popcorn meter are verified reviews, meaning it has been verified that users have bought a ticket to the film. But Kimmel surely already knew this. How? Because of this report over the weekend. The exit scores, for Melania, are quite royal with an A-cinema score. 5 stars on ScreenEngine.com scores post-track, and get this, an 89% definite recommend, unheard for any movie. If a movie is in the 70 percentile range, that's outstanding. It was obvious a week ago that almost everyone who saw Melania absolutely loved the movie. So why wouldn't the normal people score at Rotten Tomatoes reflect that? Godless leftists like Kimmel believe they are entitled to everything, including a box office flop, so when they don't get what they want, they melt into a tantrum of lies. What a sorry way to live. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.